Blog Talk Radio.
Show. You've got your Omiinka 7 live coming to you this afternoon. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and thank you for joining us for the celebration. Yes, it's a celebration. This is May the 19th, 2022. This year, we're celebrating our 13th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to join us by coming in and calling in. You can call in at 515-605. I just turned something off here. We're going to give that number again, okay? Sometimes that's not a good idea to press buttons that you don't know what's going to happen, and I seem to be pressing buttons today, so I apologize. How's everybody doing out there? I hope that you are doing fair to Midland, and definitely do come in and celebrate with us. We're going to have an open mic, so if you want to refresh your thoughts about what it is you want to get off your chest, you're welcome to come in and to discuss that with us. You can call in and tell us how you feel about whatever thing is on your mind. Get it off your mind today. This is a place that you can do that, and I certainly appreciate you for coming and being a part of our session. And from time to time, from year to year, we try to do different things for our celebration. And today is just basically you are invited to be a part of this celebration. And we're going to have music and we're going to have people talking about issues, things that may bother them, the things that perturb you, the things that are on your mind. So what's on your mind today? Are you experiencing anything that could possibly be causing you grief? If so, this is the place to get it off your mind today. And you are welcome to come in and be a part of our session. We welcome each and every one of you, and we want you to know that you're welcome here. Okay? And once again, that number is 515-605-9754. So please do come in and join us. And we are the Oracle Divination Network, bringing you information on things that are unique and different. We ask those priestesses to please come and join us. Don't be shy. Come out and let me know that you are a priest or priestess. And if you're interested in EWA training, to become a devotee, you definitely need to know that we offer that training here. We've put that training up on Facebook several times for those people who would like to go through that training. That doesn't mean you're going to be a priest. That means that you're preparing to be a devotee. And that means getting in line for preparation for becoming a priest. Now, the Bible laws can take you over into priesthood, but I'm only going to give you the introduction part. Now, for those people who would like membership, our membership is going to include quite a few things. We're working on getting those things together. Right now, you would have access to our platform as a member, as long as you arrange that in advance. And once again, let me give out those digits for those who did not hear. That's 515-605-9754. That is the guest call-in number. You may call in on that line at any time. And we do have an open mic for those who would like to come in and say something. Do call in. Stay tuned. Once again, thank you and hello, and don't forget to go down and become a follower. I don't just need you to be my friend. I need you to be a follower and join membership with us. That's right. We're a movement. And as you know, we started off with Project 2019, and the movement's whole purpose was to make sure that we close the gap of disparity of those who were not getting higher level academic credentials. And we still want to push for those goals for those of you who, who still would like to have an actual degree and who don't have a degree, those of you who don't have a degree and would like some type of certificate in a high technology field, yes, we are those individuals who were pushing for individuals to become credentialed. We still want that to happen, and especially in the STEMS program, science, technology, engineering, and math. Yes, we can help you get into programs that are high tech, and one of them is a computer science program and engineering through Purdue University. They do have a pre-college program for the summer, and we do work on getting young people ready to apply to that summer camp so they can get started early in the field of science, technology, engineering, and math. So we want to let you know we are academians, and we do encourage individuals to get credentialed. Get credentialed in areas such as science, technology, engineering, and math. And if you want to go into medical, we also are pushing people for the medical. And one of the things we do encourage is that they learn medical terminology. That is one of the fundamental courses that they require when you go in to work in the medical field, such as medical assistant or medical transcriber. We have courses that will actually assist you in medical terminology. And we're also working on getting more review work together for our medical coding, our home health coding, not just the coding for hospital, but the home health coding. And most of you can go out on the YouTube and find me giving an overview on preparation for sitting for that exam. The good thing about the medical coding, home health, is that you don't have to have a prior degree to sit for that exam. You just need to be familiar with the technique of coding. And for those of you who don't code on a regular basis every day, you can go and take a course to learn how to code to prepare yourself to sit for that exam. That exam will allow you to be credentialed in home health coding. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And I want to give out those digits again, 515-645-9754. You can call in at any time, and we will allow you to embrace the mic. Hold tight. Welcome back, family, and let me introduce myself and tell you who we are and why we have been on these airwaves for over 12 years now. This is our 13th year. We are a paranormal group, and what that means is that we operate from the frequencies and the spiritual basis. And we know that spiritual is eternal, so we want something that is eternal. And we work with those individuals who are paranormal people, who have visions, who have dreams, who are manifestors and manifest those things in their life that they are needing. And we talk to these people and interview them. We've interviewed people from all over the country that are paranormal individuals, those who are seers, who can see into the lives of others. We urge you to practice your gifts and to bring your gifts forward and stir them up, because if you do not use your gifts, you will lose them. And that is one of the reasons why we started this room, is to encourage those individuals who are practicing and practitioners of the craft and who are working hard to go out in the public and help those who can't help themselves. And we don't want to shy away and hide our gifts and go somewhere and bury our gifts. We want to let it be known that we have these gifts. People tend to make this into spookism. I don't want to make it spookism. It is a profession. Those who are priestesses and who are priests, they are practitioners. They are just like our alternative medical people, because most of those priests and priestesses have been trained in the profession of healing, working with herbology, working with iridology, working with reflexology. My brother, as a matter of fact, Jamel Harvey, is a practitioner that works with reflexology, iridology, and he's an alternative healer. He is truly the medicine man, the man that writes with the pen in the palm of his left hand. I've written a poem about him because he has been so supportive in our community and in our family with healing others. As a matter of fact, he had been working on cancer patients and been very successful in helping cancer patients pull through. And I like to say that we're a spiritual group and we're healers as well. And some of us have unique healing abilities, and frequency healers and avatar healers is what I work with, mostly with dealing with individuals who I could pretty much use my frequency to vibrate higher enough to lift them from their lowly state. A lot of illness comes from mental basis, and we try to work on clearing that area for that individual so that they can begin to heal themselves. I do believe that everyone has the capacity to heal themselves, and we are a part of those groups, paranormals, and we make no mistake about it. We do not hide it. We do not sugarcoat it, but we let you know that this is our expertise. This is our niche, and we have had a niche for a while, and we've been very, very instrumental in teaching others how to manifest their gifts. We all have them. We were all given a measure of faith and given a portion of the Creator's gifts, his ability to heal. He gave us his essence. So we all have this gift. And there's no person that is doing fantastic things that others can't do. God is no respecter of person. What he's done for one, he'll do for another. So why don't you go ahead and come in and call and get to know us better? And we'd like to have you as our friend. And not only as our friend, but our follower. You can dial the digits 515-605-9754 and join us in our episode of Celebration. We're going down that dusty road now. Welcome back, family, and thank you so much for joining us today. We are celebrating our 13th anniversary. Wouldn't you know it, we've been around for quite a while now. Oh, yes, and we're going to be around for many more. And we thank you for being our friend. I want to thank you for being our friend. I want to thank you for being our friend. You can join our family. Our family, I want to thank you for being our friend. I certainly do want to thank you for being our friend. We have over 100 followers out there that have been with us for the past 13 years. I can't name all your names, but you know who you are. I want to thank you for following me and for believing in our topics and discussion and for being present there. Just being there means a lot to me. And I want to also say that we came from an educational background. We started off teaching people to read, showing them the best way to be literate, teaching them about literacy in their home, also pushing those early childhood teachers to implement literacy in the preschool setting, in the kindergarten setting, and we still have those things in our repertoire. If anybody is unable to read and would like someone to help them to learn to read, of course, they must get permission from their parents if they're under the age of 18. Some children think you can just start tutoring them without their parents' permission, but I like to tell them, no, I don't handle anyone's child unless their parent gives permission. Because when you rearrange the thought pattern of a child and give them your philosophy, they are pretty much functioning under your standards. And before a child is allowed to come into your presence, she must get permission from her parents for you to handle him or her. And once again, like I said, if there's anyone that is in need of having some materials to learn to read, we have a site called the Buddy Site online that we have materials for English as a second language on that site. And we definitely like to push English as a second language because we all speak more than one language. For African Americans, I know we speak more than one language because we speak Ebonics as well as a bastardized broken English. But we have to learn to speak Orthodox English, and that's what we're working towards, being more able to speak the King's language. And once again, for those mothers who have children who might have gotten letters from their teachers that they're failing kindergarten, I don't want any kindergarten to fail and not be able to go on. Mothers, if you have children that are kindergartners and you've gotten your letter in the mail that your child will be retained and held back, please contact me and let me know. Because one of our specialties also is working with special education and working with kindergartners who have been retained. We have a program called Getting Ready for Kindergarten, Mrs. Garth's Getting Ready for Kindergarten, and we get those children ready to go on to first grade. We do not want to see any kindergartner held back. So mothers, you can call me on the line here if you'd like to talk about it. 515-605-9754. I am a retired licensed school teacher, and I still do projects and work on assignments every once in a while. I am not operating in the classroom on a regular basis, but I am available for those mothers who are in need. Now, most of you know that I am completing my thesis manuscript. The manuscript is completed, and we are now putting together everything. I have the cover finished, and we are working on that book right now as I sit here over the phone and speak. And I do want you to know that it is a book that parents can read as well as teachers and administrators. The book was written over a period of 20 years talking about the effects that females have on African-American males coupled with their culture. Now, why would I say coupled with culture? I said that because when you put culture to anything, it redefines who you really are. And everyone cannot receive the same type of teaching. There are five methodology ways of learning and methods of learning. And couple that with their culture, it's even more difficult to identify unless you put their culture with it. And African-American males right now are the new bald eagle, and they are slowly vanishing from the classroom. There are very few of them graduating, going off to college, and we have to come up with a method for working on teaching black African-American males, and preferably by the time they're fourth grade, they should be in a classroom with a male gender teacher, no matter if he's white or black. They just need to be in a classroom with a male. They can identify with a male, and that's when the curriculum changes from a right-sided learner to a left side, more logical. So when it's changing from the little cutesy, playful things on the right side of the brain, that boy begins to grow into manhood. And he needs the rites of passage, and he needs the right hand of fellowship to enter into the male role. And I do want you to know that this book is going to be one of those books you sit around and have a discussion about, because there's some controversial things in my book, as well as there are some concepts that I have come up with, the Garth theory. And in that Garth theory, I talk about melatonin. Some of you may know it as melatonin, but it is the substance that African Americans carry, and we carry abundant amount of melatonin in our warm areas, such our genital areas and armpits. We carry quite a bit of melanin, and most people think it was a byproduct that you could just toss away and throw out because it had no meaning or no substance. But come to find out, melatonin is needed mostly in all parts of the body, especially in the brain. And everybody carries melatonin. Even non-melanite people have a bit of melatonin, and they need that to prevent skin cancer. And melatonin is also used for various parts of the body, for the nervous system and the brain. And melatonin is like a brain, and the most melatonin that you carry in your body, it functions like a brain. So I brought up something brand new for the world to see, is that black children learn differently, and they learn through their melatonin, through their skin, and they can pick up information that bypasses the brain. And this information is done, it functions just like a brain, the melatonin. So I have a whole concept in the book talking about my philosophy, melatonin, and how it has an effect on children. And I also talk about the various different theories, from Piaget's theory, and most of you educators are familiar with Piaget's theory and philosophy. And I go into John Dewey. I go into the methods of curriculum and how we teach. And that's one of the topics I wanted to get on, is how we teach. And we've got to look at new curriculum and new methodologies for how we teach. We can no longer walk around teaching from these old curriculum and torn out pages. We've got to look at the more digital area of teaching, and we've got to understand that black boys have a different methodology of learning. They must be brought into manhood, because they consider themselves a man by the time they're 12, and they are. So in this book, you'll find a lot of new jewels that you haven't heard about, especially my philosophy of curriculum and how curriculum should be introduced. We have teachers that get brand new boxes of curriculum, they tear into them, they pull out what they like best, and they begin to implement that in the classroom. But contrary, my friend, that curriculum needs to be looked at in its whole totality, so that you are not overlooking anything that could best benefit those children that have remediation problems. Now, children that have differentiated learning, that is why you have a curriculum, so you can adapt that curriculum to meet that child's need. But we have a lot of teachers who don't understand how to use the curriculum, so therefore they dive into it the wrong way, leave out the best part, and don't use the remediation part to help remediate their students. Instead, they assess their students, and they make recommendation that they need to have extra help, and then they forward them over to special ed. And some of them might just have a language barrier and just need help with their language and may need to go into a sheltered classroom for language. Instead, they get shuffled into special ed. And that's where I start my story at, about how many children need to be reevaluated because they've been shuffled into special ed. And needless to say is that they're in an inappropriate place and they should come back into the mainstream. And most of those children should be tested for gifted and talented. And that's why I brought up the prodigy child, because a lot of these children who are in special ed, they're a prodigy child who have special gifts that are unbeknown to the teacher because she has not assessed them for those gifts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be brief. I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it. Before I get ready to bring this to an end, I know you have places that you should have long been. I only hope that I haven't committed a sin by taking up too much of your time, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will hear some of my poetry from my first volume, collection of 36 poems written from the right side of my brain while meditating. So these particular poems are unique because I teach a method of writing while under subliminal meditation and while half conscious and unconscious. And I think that that's how I got through grad school. I was able to use that methodology for going to the subconscious mind to being able to retain at least 80% of what I was learning or studying, and then using that as a technique for studying. And a lot of college students use that meditation technique for studying. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are definitely welcome here today, and I want to thank you so much for coming in to be a part of our celebration. It's a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. It is a celebration. are whooping it up in this room today with the jolly old St. Nicholas. You didn't think that that tune would be appropriate for this occasion, did you? But it fits in just fine. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us in this celebration. It is a celebration, and we are just glad to be here with Blog Talk members and some of our followers. I know you're listening in. Thank you so much for joining me and following me. You got to keep following the leader. I'm going to keep dishing that out there. Most of you know me as an advocate and a resource conductor. I've been putting together parent resource information so that parents could start the Parent Resource Information Center in their homes. We have now a collection of DVD tapes to show you how to start from the beginning to end on putting your parent resource centers together. And I hope that you will take me up on this. This is an opportunity for you to be able to get funding through the government. There are several RFPs that go out every year for those parent information centers who are working from resource centers from their home or from their centers. And then there's a PI for every state, only one of those. But I have been involved in setting up parent resource centers, and I've actually gotten funding for doing the training. This training that I'm going to be putting out there was funded through one of the RFPs, and I was sent up to Madison to get the legal training on how to be able to understand the laws, the 94-142, the IDEA law, the chapter 11, and it's very good to know that parents can be able to work as an advocate to teach their children how to advocate for themselves. And I certainly want parents to know that they are not supposed to do all the work for their child. They're supposed to stand at a distance and teach their child how to advocate for themselves. And I want you to know that every school should have a list of those parent advocates, and we call them parent surrogate advocates, those who can actually go into the MTEAM meeting for those parents, and they can sit on the staff and literally go to the conferences or go and stand in for the parent if the parent cannot go. I want the parent to know that those lists of individuals' cards should be on the front desk in every school. If they're not, you can ask, is there a list of advocates that can go in to the MTEAM meeting with me and my child, or to substitute and go in for me in my place? Because that is a regulation, and parents who are advocates are up on the laws, and they know that 504, they know that 94-457 for early intervention prevention, that is for the preschool and for the infant. So those mothers who have smaller children, they can even specialize in the area of working with early intervention. And I do a program called Helping Babies from the Bench. For those babies who have been taken out of the home because of abuse, we try to work on getting those children back home within less than 2 months, because the longer they stay out of these homes, the more damage is done to these children. We don't want to see these babies damaged any further through the court system. And one of our program, we work with a judge. We have had her on the air, Judge Kermit, and she does the co-parenting training. She coupled with us in doing the co-parenting training and endorsing individuals who were mandated by the courts to take their co-parenting classes. When you go through a divorce now, you have to take co-parenting classes. So we do specialize in marriage and family counseling We specialize in co-parenting. I am a family life educator. I am not a certified family life educator, but a family life educator. We can do some of the same things that marriage and family therapists do. We work with the family. We help the parents to become good parents. And we also show them how to co-parent. I have some work that we have completed that we submitted to the court system with our co-parenting training. And those parents who would like for someone to help them to write up a plan, we are able to help you write a plan for the court system to meet their requirement so that when you and your significant other start to co-parent, you know exactly what the courts want you to do. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for being a part of our show, and I'm going to go on with this. Talking about the book that is due to come out on the effects that females have on African-American male coupled with their culture. That is a book that I have written, Sherelle M. Garth. I'm not certain if I'm going to use that name. I might use a pal name under the books that I write. I write poetry as well, and you can find some of my poetry out on lulu.com. The book is there. I hope that you will purchase it. We're going to also be bringing it in up under the category of educational material and family life so that you could even find things under the parenting area. I am a parenting specialist, a family life educator. Working with early childhood development is my specialty. I have a K through 9 licensure for elementary as well as preschool and early intervention. And I do the early intervention because we help to start a program in Minnesota on early intervention, working with Mommy and Me, teaching the mother how to interact with the child so that she can meet the requirements of the court when they have taken the children out of the home for abuse. The mother usually has to come to us to talk to us about those 6 credit hours of early childhood development. And we help that parent to do some training in the area of co-parenting resolutionists. I am a co-parenting licensed resolutionist that works with parents to help them to meet the requirements from the court system. So we have a judge that works with us, Judge Kermit. And Judge Kermit has been doing workshops with us and training and development, and she's even appeared on the air. You can go and listen to one of the actual tapes that we did for the recording where we did Here Come the Judge. So I think that we're well-rounded, And one area we also cover is reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century for the African American. And we've done that a circle of two times around, and we do something very unique. We talk about the African traditional methods, and one of those is polygamy. We cover that extensively and talk about how it is definitely needed now that we have 7-1, 7 women to every 1 man. And we talk about the necessity of that in order to keep the family together, not necessarily to appease the man, but to keep the family together, because there's so many women that don't have access to a man, and so many men that are incarcerated that are actually on a chain gang now in prison who are convert leasers. They're leasing them out as convicts. So we have to do something to preserve the black family. And preserving the black family would mean that we do whatever we have to do to keep male and female together so that we won't have the shortage of males. And we talk a little bit about polygamy, and I'm going to just dab on that a little bit. Polygamy is not an ugly word. It was created by the black woman. And in creating that particular topic, it was to preserve the family so that for those young women who were very, very young and needed an older woman to mentor them, the polygamy worked very well in some settings of African communal circles. And that's where it was being used at. And there's a lot of Islamic individuals that also utilize the polygamy. Now, it's going to be a household word pretty soon. You're going to hear more about it because they came up with a lot of crazy nonsense, such as swingers, and that could only amount to disruption in the marriage and not adding to the extension of marriage. I've been married for over 46 years, and I do have a little something to say on this subject because I've been practically married all my life and have been divorced for a period of time. But we have to know how to reunite back together with our significant others. I teach on reunification, attempting, if you do like the institution of marriage and you're going to be in it, you might as well try to reunite with that significant other if it's possible. And if that is possible and you can work it out, then it's a beautiful thing. And I think that all of individuals should be a part of the institution of marriage at least once in their life. And I teach on reunification, and I also have something to say about the benefit of coming back together and how individuals can prosper from that. So we're a marriage and family group, and the scientific of marriage and family therapy is what we like to preach on because I've had many, many years in this area, being that my first degree was in early childhood development and family life, and then my elementary degree is also one that I used in science, is my background science. I've had extensive amount of science classes, so I use that as an adjunct to teach in the evening in the medical field, medical records, as well as medical coding and teaching and working with the actual understanding of how to apply medical coding to home health coding. So I help to do a review on that and help students to be able to get through the review. And one of the things that we are doing is recruiting for early childhood teachers to go back to school. We help them to get scholarships so they can get enrolled in school and fill some of these vacancies that we have in these early childhood centers. And I do the assessments for them so that they can get everything they need. They take their life experiences and 480 clock hours, and work towards 120 clock hours of educational courses, and then they write competencies. So it's very, very in detail for those individuals who have had some experience in early childhood. I definitely can help them to be about the business of ascertaining a credential. And they call that the CDA, Child Development Associate Degree, or diploma. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are with some of the best today. We are celebrating. It is a celebration. And I want you to know it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just doing the doggone thing up in here. So how's everyone doing this evening? I hope you're doing fine. Please lock in those digits at 515-602. Hold on. I'm going to give that number again, 605-9754. 515-605. 9754. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and be heard. You have something on your mind, want to get something off your chest, just call into the station and let us know. We'll be happy to be attentive to listen to you. Once again, we're celebrating our 13th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. And for those who don't know anything about celebration, you better ask somebody, because we certainly do the doggone thing in here. Hold tight. You got me on that one then. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to OMI, and I am here to serve you whatever you like. I am your advocate. I am here to serve you. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We just recently talked about celebrating Teachers Appreciation Day, and every year we do something special for the teacher appreciation, and we try to get those teachers out front. And as you know, those teachers are advocates, too. When we had the 2008 struggle with the houses that were being put on foreclosure, we all came together and solidified in solidarity that we were going to stand together. We had teachers going to court, fighting under pro se for their property, helping other individuals put together their paperwork. We came together in a way that you would not even understand. We stood together because we knew that your prized possession that you had to fight for it. And even if you had to stand up in front of the judge yourself and use pro se as your civil rights and your human rights to get your house back. Oh, yeah, they were taking a lot of people's homes, and they were literally using all kinds of false paperwork to go in with false titles and false deeds, and they were getting duplicate documentation from somewhere, and they were still in these homes, and they had bought them in a bundle of documents, and they didn't have the deeds and titles to them, but yet they were going in to the courtroom and claiming that this was property that they bought. But they didn't have everything in place, and you cannot foreclose on a home if you don't have the proper paperwork. And these homes were getting taken left and right from individuals. And I understand that this time is going to be coming again, that the president, when he put the houses on hold for preventing from having individuals go into foreclosure, that was a monetized time period, and that pretty soon they're going to lift off that monetization so that those houses will end up going on the market under foreclosure. So we need to know exactly how we can get away from that. But ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't fret at all, because it is, can do anything they want to them, but there is a limit to what you can do to God's people. There is definitely a limit, and God is not going to have it. He's going to stop it. Hold tight.
My testimony, arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiinka Garth. I took a look at my life today, and I saw so much of it faded away. I took a breath, and I could hardly breathe. I nearly fell to my knees. For I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me. For this thing will soon pass. You see, this is only my testimony. While looking for my future in the past, I'll take a breath. And I'll hope that it lasts. For the power once expressed in my past is now accompanying my future at last. For I must go on, you see. Can't let this life get the best of me. For this thing will pass, you'll see. For it's only my testimony. For just being here in the present, it hurts too bad. It only leaves me feeling lonely and sad. From life's ups and downs, I find myself hiding my frowns while looking for my future in the past. For I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me. This thing will soon pass, you will see. For this is only my testimony. For now that I've learned the art and skill of meditation, I can send out to you who hurt an invitation for a chance to commune with the divine in you by hooking up with the meta-nectar. In no time, you'll soon be feeling better. For I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me. This thing, it will soon pass. You will see. This is only my testimony. While looking for my future in the past, I'll take a breath and hope that it lasts. I'll take a breath now and know that it will last, for my life is no longer a test for me. This is now my only testimony.
Welcome back, family. Thank you so much for being a part of this segment. This is a celebration, and I'm glad that you can join us under this celebration. We want you to lock those digits in at 515-605-9754. Call in and let your opinion be voiced. We'd love to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, the poetry that you're hearing is from my first volume of my collection of poems called The Journey of the Class Agent, According to Garth. Do go out and patronize me under lulu.com, and you can find the actual book there. There will be audio tapes as well, excuse me, that you can purchase and hear that on audio. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the young children that are basically having trouble with reading, as I said earlier, parents, do get your children in some type of tutelage program to help them to get their reading up to date, because children are being retained and held back because of the inadequate inability to learn to read. And we definitely want to push reading in this classroom. We do a lot of work with satires, reading, and short stories, and folk tales as well. We definitely would love for you to be a part of our organization. Become a member. We definitely need you to become a member. And it's free to become a member. There is no fee. Stay tuned.
She's got it bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady, see the blues. She's got it bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. Omiika's Mantu Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiika Bidiako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, According to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, According to Garth.
Welcome back, family. And we are celebrating in this room, so act like you know that you're in the right place for celebration. We'll be playing music continuously. And if you would like to talk about anything that's on your heart, please do call in. Hold tight.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes. They come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me say something about that last poem that I had recorded there. The Scar won awards throughout anthologies, and I was actually featured in one of the anthology booklets. And I wrote that poem because I was a little tired of white supremacist racism that was rampaging all over the place. and it just appeared to me as a scar, and that everyone was damaged because of it. And I thought that I could fight with my words in using that poem, and that it would prevent those who wanted to practice racism from practicing racism. I don't know if it's done the job or not, but nevertheless, that was what inspired, how I was inspired to write that poem. And I want to encourage all of you to become literate and become writers as well. I was 48 when I first started to write poetry, and I said, at any age, whatever rate, at any age, it's never too late. And I wasn't inspired earlier than that. I don't know why not, but I didn't get inspired until I was 48 years old, and I began to write poetry, and I became an international poet. And on Mother's Day, I was featured in Germany reading poetry on Mother's Day. So I was fortunate to be able to do my poetry there and record there, the Glassmasters overseas in Frankfurt, Germany. So I became international poet before I knew it. But nevertheless, I was always literate in writing and enjoyed writing, but the poetry came out as a mechanism to help women and to show women that they could fight with their words. And that's all I want to say on that topic. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, you are with your Omi, and whatever you like, I am here to serve you, and I am your advocate. And speaking of advocates, ladies and gentlemen, every one of us should be advocates to our children. If they are struggling in school, go to school with your children. And even go in and teach a lesson in the classroom. Tell the teacher you'll help her and give support. I did that. I always went in and taught lessons with my son's school. And I taught social studies. And he became an A and B student in social studies. And I was helping the children learn study skills so that they can master this social studies class, which most of them were struggling. But nevertheless, be an advocate for your children and advocate for somebody. I don't care who it is. Put your time in and advocate for somebody. But speaking of our services here on this line, we have been a great service to a lot of people. There have been people who needed a platform to speak from, and we've invited them to be a part of our platform, and they were able to come in and to talk about their issues and speak from our platform and better themselves. Now, since we're a paranormal group and we strictly work with priests and priestesses, we are also opening up to other people who would like to become a devotee. Someone who would like to learn how to worship, how to spend time in prayer. We definitely teach those skills, and we have some lessons and modules online already that we gave introduction classes to. Some of you may have even seen me do dedication of my two grandchildren back to God and dedicating them back to God and giving them their prayer beads. I do urge you to have a prayer life. I have one, have always had one, no matter which religion I'm studying. I've always had a prayer life and spent time in prayer. The only way we get to know the Creator, we have to spend time in our prayer closets with the Creator so that we can get to know the Creator. And the more we get to study ourselves, we get to see the Creator within us, and we become more like the Creator. So for those young men and women who are trying to find an actual center, a way to learn the ways of God, is that they have to sit down and spend time learning the ways of God. And we have something called EWA, and it is basically a class that teaches you devotee, how to become a devotee, to devote your time to your higher self, devote your time to God. So that is what our room is about. It is, we teach on the African traditional faith, and we teach on the Vodun, Icon, Ifa, And we also teach about Buddhism, and Buddhism being over in India. A lot of people think it was something that the Indians created, the Mideasterners, but it was a part of African Americans' belief as well. So we introduce Buddhism, and we talk about the Myoho Renge Kyo, so that people will get an understanding that you can practice in these faiths, and religion should be a way of life, and your religion comes up out of your way of life. So we like to encourage you to have a prayer life and to have a center with God, because a lot of stuff we do, and only what we do for Christ and for God, will last. So I want to encourage you to make sure that your children are developing character building, because there's a lot of children got a lot of stuff going on, but they have no character. And that is one of the things I first instilled in my children in school, was to have character, so we can be character builders. And I do have a couple of books that one of my colleagues has published on character building. And if anyone is interested, let me know. We do have those books available for $5, the character building. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a celebration. I don't want to bore everybody out of here. This is a celebration. Hold tight. This is a celebration for those of you who don't know. We are in the process of celebrating. All right.
Mind control for years. My people is some animals. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. It's understandable. Yeah, we gotta fix that process for you to get. You ain't digging and standing. That's the world due respect. Damn God.
Aturku Shaiwat Biwaza Moos Chilpa Temta.
Abuse the dog.
In all things by first using
the law. White power, cause black ain't got no standing at law. Now Google SF-181 form. Definitions on race and ethnicity. Chiefs, none of your bell got us through the trickery, the contract mystery, the commerce law, the only octagon of nation, a Yamasee war, where the deities and immortals live on one accord, and to win this war depends mighty war. Hey, hey, from my ancestors, the body for Yoruba, Yamasee Moore, Sicilia.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4.
The six steps in digital standing process.
Heavenly Father, you hear. We break, crush, dissolve, and destroy every satanic attack, druid witch attack, druid attack, attack, Kabbalah witch attack, wizard attack, shaman attack, witch doctor attack, voodoo attack, magical attack, Assyrian attack, werewolf attack, vampire attack, sorcery attack, telepathic attack, Santeria attack, mental attack, psychic attack, radionic attack, psychotronic attack, death signal, psionic attack, disease signal attack, galar wave attack, mind control attack, Tesla wave attack, magnetic attack, microwave wave attack, every time gap group, men in black group, sonic group, new world order group, government group, shadow government group, Illuminati group, MJ-12 group, action 1, 2, 3, 4 group, NSA group, NRO group, religious group, Christian group, Pentecostal, Anglican group, FBIDOJ group, NIMA group, CIA group, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, military group, KTF group, D.O.N. Group, N.I.S. Group, Mars Defense Force Group, Mars Project Group, Mars Intelligence Force Group, Reptilian Group, Draconian Group, Grey Group, Insect Group, and every group that we don't know the name of. In Horus's name, I command now. Amun Ray.
The six steps, indigenous standing, process.
Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. This is not for you and you know it. These weekly addresses are for deities only.
White power. All right. We have to let the young folk get their words out there too, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how deaf it may sound. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are celebrating in this room. This is a celebration, and we want to acknowledge all of those who have a celebration and keep you up to date on what we're doing here in this room. And hold tight. Much, and we're having a good time here today. This is a celebration of our 13th anniversary. We've been around for quite a while, and we have been bringing the news as well as defending the news, and we've also been letting paranormal individuals come in and share our platform to discuss their uniqueness. And if you have any gifts and talents that you would like to display on our platform, you're welcome to do so. And we've been inviting you to be a part of our show. And I want to give out those digits again so that you have the number and you can call in at 515-605-9754. Go ahead and call in, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing music in here, and we're acknowledging poetry. So if you have any poetry that you want to read, you can definitely can bring that in. Thank you. welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're still on the scene talking to your Omi. Whatever you like. If you have any requests today and we can help you in that category, let us know. Once again, we're celebrating our 13th anniversary. For those of you who don't know, we are a paranormal group, and Jamel Harvey and Maddie Harvey was our counterparts who used to be a part of our group. And we have had several speakers come on in our podcast. We have had Ifaz priests come on to speak. We have had Mother Burks, and she's out there on a recording on one of our podcasts. Mother Burks, who was our high priestess, came on to speak. And we also have had some very exclusive people who deal with energy healing, sleep therapists, you name it. We have covered the gamut. And we are doing our job here. And we're also on Spreaker as well, and that is Organic Broadcaster. It deals with health and wellness. And we've been on the topic of health and wellness this year, talking about, are you aging well and are you living well? We've really put a lot of emphasis in that because we want people that are over 55 to start handling their affairs in a unique way and having their own pharmaceutical kitchen in their home and treating themselves and healing themselves. Because we're getting to a devastating position here where we are putting all of this pressure on our practicing doctors to take care of us, when in fact, in the olden days, we were taught to take care of our families and ourselves with alternative measures. And there's nothing wrong with using alternative treatment now. Right over in Germany, they use something called apothecas. They gave you a choice of going to an apotheca or to an allopathic doctor, and you could get natural herbs and tinctures in apothecas. I enjoyed going to the apothecas. They had natural healing. They had light therapy. And I think we need to get back into those things. We really do. Hold tight for a minute. Hello? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we're doing fine. Okay, then. We're here. Rory's still asleep, but the baby just woke up. Okay. All right, bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Thank you so much for being a part of this celebration. And as I was indicating to you, is that we are paranormal and we work with people that have dreams. If you have dreams and you want to talk about your dreams and you want to talk about how you would like to incorporate your unique lifestyle into your life. Some people have had to leave the church because they didn't believe in their unique gifts they had. But we all have gifts, and we just have to manifest our gifts, and we have to stir our gifts up and use them. Because if you don't, they won't get used. Hold tight. Hello, everyone, and those digits are 515-605-9754. Lock those digits in, little G, and keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. And don't forget to call in. For those of you who are shy about calling in, we're friendly here in this room. You can call in and assume the platform, and if there's something you want to debate us about, go right ahead. We're open for that. We try to keep an open line here so that you can debate about anything. And usually we have people calling in debating me about just about everything I say. And today must be one of those days that they're trying to accommodate me because we're celebrating. Yes, it is a celebration. And we have to acknowledge these years that we've been on the platform. We have to acknowledge that we are still going ahead and we are not slacking off, and we're making sure that everyone knows that we have a job to do and we have to get out there. And if it's protesting, a lot of young people are protesting now. I see more protesters that Black Lives Matter than ever before. But young people are standing in the gap. We've got to pass the baton. Our seniors have got to pass the baton over to the young people so that they can get out front and they can protest our civil rights and our human rights. It's very vital that we should encourage them to do that because it is going to be a new day. Stay tuned. Everyone, it's a celebration. And if you don't know, you better ask someone that there's a celebration going on in here. And once again, I'd like to give out those digits to those people who would like to call in and who would like to sound off. That those digits are 515-605-9754. 1-800-875-7754. You can call in to Oracle Divination Network. We used to be Oracle Divination, and now we're Oracle Divination Network. And we used to be Care to Read. So we've gone through some transformations, and we are now at Oracle Divination Network. Yes, we're a network. And we'd like to have you register if you are a priest or priestesses. We like to have you on our roster by having you sign up and registering. So in case someone is looking for a priest or priestess, we can give your name out and give out your information. If you are looking to be employed as a priest or priestesses, this is what this network is all about, to help one another so that we can come together as a support team. Once again, I have been trained by Chief Metohochi under Milwaukee, Wisconsin's chapter. There under on my head, I bared Obatala and Yamanye. And Chief Metohochi, him and his assistant, Adeyemi, I was in their training session to become a priest, a priestess rather. And the training was fantastic, and it was a very, very good support group. And I'd like to say to those women out there who are looking to join an organization, the priestly Women's Priesthood is a good organization to join because it will teach you many different things about motherhood and give you talents and skills that you didn't even know you had, and you can go out and use those to heal yourself and your loved ones, and also be a practitioner to assist others who have fallen below that level of a refugee and who need help. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am your Omi Inka 7, and I'm here to serve you. And for those of you who are in need of prayer, we are about to pray right now, and I'd like for you to stand in the position of prayer. We have much to be grateful for, much to be grateful for. And I usually like to sing that song, Grateful. And I'm going to sing that song because it's in my spirit. It just came up all of a sudden. God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be, but a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain, so you can appreciate the good time. God desires to know your longing, every pain that you feel, he feels them just like you, but he can appreciate the good time. Be grateful. Oh, he wants us to be grateful, for it will be all right, for it will be shoes. Be grateful. Be grateful. Give everything to God. Be oh, he wants us to be grateful. He wants us to be grateful. And I am standing before the throne of God now saying, I am grateful for the time you've given me on this air. I'm grateful for the missions that you've sent us on and the things that we've accomplished in this platform. And I would like to thank you for the time that I had to share with my big sister, Maddie Harvey, with her being able to come on these airways and recuperate from cancer and begin to do the work, the mighty work that you've called us to do. I thank you for the times that you've given us opportunity here where no one else would give us opportunity. I thank you for these 13 years. I thank you that there will be many more. And we say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen, sisters and brothers. And we should always never forget to be grateful for the things we do have and be grateful that God will provide. He will provide. And for anything that we desire and need, we have to go to him in prayer. And we want to thank each and every one of you for following me and being a part of our destination. We're going to play New Kids on the Block. You with another one. We hope that you'll enjoy these tunes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, we're not going to hit you with that one. what we're talking about. The celebration time, that is what we're talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, you can join us for one of our favorite hits here. Let's see here, The Bluest Star. I'm going to play that one for you. Gentlemen, we are celebrating our 13th year here on the platform. We would that you would join us as we celebrate. I know some of you are getting off the highway and getting off of work right now, and this is a busy rush hour. But this is your Omi Inka saying that we are celebrating in here, and we're working up a sweat and playing some of our old music here. This is some of our old music. And we usually play what we have so that you can enjoy this. Let me see if this is one that you can enjoy. Hold on. Because this is a celebration, I don't want to put anybody to sleep, so let's try to work it out. We're going to work this out. Come on now. This is a line dance. We're going to work it out. Is everybody in position? If you didn't know it, we played that on opening and we played that on closing. So we just gave you a little taste of what you're going to get. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give out those digits again, 515-605. 605-975-9754, 605-975-4. You can call in at your leisure. If you're on the road, call in. If you're already home, call in. This is your OMI, and we are having a celebration in this room today. For those of you who don't know, you better ask somebody if you don't know. This is our 13th year anniversary, and we are celebrating. Let me see. I didn't even check to see who was in our chat room today. And there may be some people in the chat room. Let me see. I don't see anybody in the chat room. Okay, here we go. And if you're in our chat room and you want to chat with us, you can go ahead and chat and just put something up on the board. Throw something up on the board. Okay, and I'm just going to throw something up there. Hello, family. Maybe somebody will respond back. Okay. All right, and you're welcome to come in the chat room if you like. Hold tight. Let's see. Bye-bye. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you. This is the second half of our show. I want to greet each and every one of you with the right hand of fellowship. For those who don't know me, I am your Omi. I am your assistance for this evening. I'm your illustrious host, and I'm your advocate, whatever you like. I'm here to bring you whatever you like. Once again, thank you so much. We are celebrating in this room today. For those of you who don't know, this is our 13th anniversary, and we want to work it out in this room today. And we're getting ready to bring everything to a close right now. So I like to say, if you haven't worked it out by now, get ready. Let's work it out. Hold tight. Ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on our 13th anniversary celebration. For those of you who couldn't make it here, please come back and listen to us on demand and see what we've been up to. And once again, please do follow us. I do would like for you to become a member, and our membership is free. So please do sign up to become a member. And those priests and priestesses that are out there, please do join us for a platform discussion. I look forward to seeing you all and meeting with you over the air. This session is now ending.